I am Raul Gomez, and this is Undecked with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. on Old Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we hear from Amelia Cotamardi. Amelia is a 16-year-old junior at Grant High School, where she plays the flute with the school's wind ensemble and sings with the a cappella choir. Amelia is a member of the most advanced orchestra at the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, and she is a prize winner at district and state solo and ensemble competitions. I asked Amelia how she got started in music.
I am in a very musical family, especially on my mom's side. So my mom played the trumpet when she was in high school, and most of my relatives on her side played some sort of musical instrument.
Oh, wow, cool.
So I grew up around a lot of music, and I played piano when I was very young. I always wanted to become a trumpet player because that's what my mom had played. And she had an old trumpet, and I tried to look through one of her books. And then I went to a little instrument fair where I got to check out the different instruments that they had there. And I tried playing the trumpet again, and I was not good at all. And then I tried playing the flute, and I was actually able to get a sound out of it.
Oh, nice.
This was when I was in fourth grade. So I was like, that's the one I want to play, because I can make a sound out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy to make a good sound out of a flute on your first try. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. Not to say that it was a good sound, but it was very, very fun. And I loved how many keys there were. And it was just very intriguing to me.
Yeah. How did your mom feel about you not playing the trumpet, playing something else?
I honestly think she was probably happy because as a trumpet player, she knew how loud they could be inside the house. But she was very happy that I enjoyed a musical instrument and wanted to pursue it.
Nice. And if we could skip forward in time now, what are some of your current musical activities that you do at school and outside of school, like with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony?
Yeah, so I've been a part of MYS since sixth grade. That is a very big part of my life right now. I'm in the symphony orchestra, and because I'm also in high school in band and choir, but those are not happening for this semester, so currently MYS is my only source of a musical ensemble. So I'm very, very grateful that we've been able to do that during this pandemic because it's definitely helped me maintain my love for music when it's so hard to feel that same feeling that you do when you're playing in an ensemble.
Yeah. What is it that you miss the most, you would say, about making music in person with other kids your age, whether at school or with your youth orchestra?
Yeah, that's a hard one. There are so many things. Instruments blending is something that we don't really get anymore, and I didn't realize how neat it was to have multiple different pieces of wood or metal and different people playing them, and then you get this gorgeous harmonious sound, and I really miss having that. And then of course I also really miss the community. Like with MYS, people would gather before rehearsals and just talk while we put our flutes together or talk during a break. And then at Grant Band, I would often eat lunch in the practice rooms and hang out with some of my band friends, and so it's just very different not having that community. My name is Amelia Cotamardi, and I'm 16 years old.
Tell me about your interests and passions outside of music.
I am a very big science nerd, and something that I wanted to do since about fifth grade is I've wanted to become a neuroscientist. I'd love to work on Alzheimer's or ALS research. Those have always been things that I've wanted to do. The first time that I realized I wanted to do that was I picked up this big National Geographic brain book in middle school, and I just like flipped through it and I was like, okay, this is what I want to read and learn about and find out more about for the rest of my life.
Very cool. That's really fascinating to me that you were so little and you already set your sight on this very specific area of science.
Yeah. In the beginning, I always wanted to be like an inventor, and then I wanted to be a farmer at one point. So it's been a lot of things, and it's been really interesting that this one has kind of stuck out. But I guess one thing that's caused it to stick out is that when I was younger, my aunt was diagnosed with ALS, which is a neurodegenerative disease. And so that was something that kind of really caused it to stick because it affects my family immediately.
Yes. Yeah. Have you looked into the intersection of music and what it does to the brain?
Yeah, it's really interesting how much music affects the brain. I remember reading somewhere that someone had a traumatic brain injury to the part of their brain that learns how to speak, but the other side of the brain is the side where you learn to sing. So through music therapy, they were able to relearn to speak through music. And I think that was just one of the most fascinating things to me. So music is just really incredible.
Now, looking into the future, after high school, do you imagine that music will continue to be an important part of your life?
No, absolutely. I really, really would love to make sure that music stays in my life. My goal for college is that I'd love to major in biochemistry and minor in music performance, because I think that I don't want to stop learning music, and even if it's not necessarily something I want to pursue a living in, it's something that I want to stay as a part of my life, for sure.
That was 16-year-old flutist and your future neurosurgeon, Amelia Cotamardi. I am Raul Gomez, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. All episodes of On Deck are available on our website, along with photos and more information about these young artists. To listen to this episode again, or to learn more about Amelia, head over to allclassical.org and look for On Deck with Young Musicians under the Programs tab. Thank you for joining me today, and come back next Saturday at 5 p.m. for the next On Deck with Young Musicians.